That's my girl.
Constance Hall, one of the most talked about bloggers in the country.
A look out!
Opinionated,
raw,
thought-provoking,
and never shy to have an opinion.
Annalise is her best friend.
The yin to her yang.
The gale to her Oprah.
She's the chic one. Just ask her.
A show for queens.
By queens.
No topic is too taboo.
A shame-free, judge-free space.
Oversharing, commiserating, and celebrating.
This is The Queen Sesh with Constance Hall and Annalise.
Come on, go!
Good morning and happy Sunday, Constance.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you today?
I'm great.
I know, you've got beautiful straight hair.
Yep, I am looking ultra chic. We're both in matching tops today, which is your queen label. Just some subtle branding.
The only stuff that we own because we get it free, so.
Yeah, so we'll do a little photo shoot later because it looks very Bobsy. But Con, today we've got, very importantly, a Fitspo update.
Fitspo update. Annalise, you're my new fit guru.
Yeah, thanks, babe. I know.
Yeah. I want you to know that. I turn to you for inspiration.
Yeah,
Fitspiration.
Thanks so much. And Con, you've had the week from hell because
I have. Actually, it's not a laughing matter.
No,
I have
it's
had
not.
The week from hell. I had the flu, and you know, people don't understand how bad the flu is when they don't have it. They just think it's like a snot. I didn't actually get a snotty nose once. A snotty nose would not bother me in the slightest. My head was throbbing. My body, my bones, everything was aching. I think I'm dying when I'm sick, but we'll save it for the break.
This is the Queen Sesh.
It's daycare, okay? This is what's happened to me in my life. It's all ruled by daycare. We have had the twins in daycare for about a month now, and we have had non-stop flu, like non-stop. And I mean, the kids are getting croup and all the rest of it. And I don't usually get sick because you know how mums don't get sick? They just soldier on and I'm usually fine. But this one got me, and it got me for about 3 or 4 days. And I was so sick that I was like getting up to go to the toilet in the middle of the night and coming back and being like, ow! That's how much my head hurt.
Yeah.
Like
legitimate
migraine that comes with the
influenza.
Yeah, legitimate pain I was in. And I said I was going to go to the hospital. Everyone thinks I'm being dramatic all the time, and I hate that because I'm actually not being dramatic, you know. I had to give the twins to my cousins for 2 nights. My partner Denzi took the big kids. We actually were in the best place for it. We were spent and stayed at his mum's house, and she made me soup and stuff.
Oh,
but,
you
know, it was the worst week of my life, honestly. And what happens after a mum gets sick? 3 days of washing, 3 days of dishes, 3 days, you know, like it's just because the housework just piles up. Nobody else did it. Nobody else goes, oh, hang on, Con's sick, I'll wash. No, of course not. So, yeah, I had mum flu. It was great.
But also,
I'm still recovering, Anne.
Well, the thing is, you've got asthma. So,
I know.
That's really dangerous.
It didn't affect my asthma for some reason, this one.
Good.
It was just a really bizarre virus, I reckon. I don't even know if it was the flu. Like, everything in my body, I felt like I was going to vomit. I got constipated because I was taking so much Nurofen. And then my partner's mum reckons that the constipation gave me my migraine. I don't know how that works, but apparently that's what happens. And so, literally, didn't poo for 5 days, and I looked 5 months pregnant.
All right, but so you managed, you coped. You had the six kids. You had
I'm here to tell the story.
Future
yeah, but
mother-in-law.
One of my kids, little Zeke, isn't like having a kid. He just helps me with everything.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
It's almost like having 5 kids and a helper.
That's nice.
I know. He teaches Arlo how to make 2-minute noodles, and he's just divine. Sonny's divine as well, I must say. My biological children aren't so much. Anyway, I'm here. I'm back. I'm alive. It's all good.
We're so glad that you're with us because next Con, we've got a Pete Evans update.
Even when I had my migraine, you sent this to me. This made me laugh. Okay.
We're going to find out what he's been up to next.
This is the Queen Sesh.
And last week, Con, we talked about goat yoga. And that was fun.
It was gross.
But we've got something more fun to talk about this week, and that is running nude with horses.
I'm just thinking about infections. Like, you know, you've got to change your knickers every day. How can it be okay to be naked next to a horse?
I don't know, but Pete Evans and his wife, they posted some little family snaps, I guess, on their socials. And it was him. Actually, he was wearing jocks or I don't know.
Was he wearing undies?
I think he was wearing undies.
I'm going to look it up now.
But his wife was completely starkers. And they were sort of resting and I guess sort of rubbing noses with the horse.
She was actually living her best naked horse life. Have we not all had fantasies of like galloping down the ocean bareback without my, I think you'd have knickers on, I reckon.
Yeah, I definitely have never thought about riding a horse.
I think I might have been younger when I had my visions. But can I be honest, when you first sent this to me, I thought, oh, I'm not into Pete Evans bashing. I'm just not, because he gets bashed and bashed and bashed.
He does.
And to be honest, because I have an illness, ulcerative colitis, it's really like helpful to be paleo.
Yes.
And I'm not paleo, obviously, because I love cheeseburgers, but it is really, really helpful. So I was always a bit like, hey, his meals are cool. Like, why does everyone hate him so much? And it's not like hate, but like when you sent me that, I was like, okay, yeah, I kind of get it. He's nuts.
Why does he do it to himself? Like, I get that he wants to be nude with horses with his family. And
do you get that?
Well, no, obviously I don't.
Too, or were the kids there? Or is it just him and his wife?
I believe the kids were there. They didn't post any photos of the kids with the horses, but I believe it was a family bonding experience. But you know what? Do what you do in your own time.
Did anybody actually ask how the horse felt about this?
Well, apparently, because this is what you do, is it's about absorbing horse chi. So that's what they were doing. They were absorbing horse chi.
I've got to speak to Denim about this, because he's a horse person. And he, like, yeah, we have to stop every time we see a horse, and he picks heaps of grass and goes and feeds them and talks to them.
Do you think he absorbs the chi?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm going to have to ask him. I think you might have to be naked to absorb the chi.
I think you do, and I can't wait to see the photos. They're going to go even more viral than Pete Evans.
I might have to recreate Pete Evans' horse chi photo with my lovely partner.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wait for it, Ants. Just wait for it.
That is something that I do want to see.
This is the Queen Sesh.
Now, Annalise, earlier last week, someone came over to my house and she was talking to me about her relationship, and there might be something in the air. Your relationship's doing quite well at the moment, but everyone is coming to me right now with relationship problems, and I am the, you know, this is my area. I love relationships. I love ins and outs and dynamics and all the rest of it. And what I remembered when she came to me was the best piece of relationship advice that I'd ever been given, and that was from my beautiful psychologist, who said to me, when I very first went in to see her, puffy-eyed, fat, pregnant, had been crying all night, I don't know what to do, and I'd, you know, walked down the driveway, and then I'd walked back to my car, then I'd walked to the driveway, walked back to my car, and I walked in there, and she just said, sit down and take a deep breath. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. Anyway, she said, okay, Constance, the first thing I'm going to tell you is you can't change anybody. Stop acting like you can. All this wasted energy. And if I do this, will he do this? Maybe I could do this because he's got to stop doing this. How do I do this to make him realize that he's doing that? And she was just like, back off, because all that energy is wasted energy. You will end up like, she described me as a racehorse going around and around and around on this racetrack. And she said, you're going to get so exhausted that you'll end up with chronic fatigue or something by trying to change the person that you're in a relationship with. So this is what I had to say to my friend. I was like, I see you so stressed out because you're being wronged. Like, you are actually being wronged. This person is taking the piss. Like, you're doing everything and he's doing nothing, like, except working. And women with children are just, you know, statistically proven, we are so overworked because we're going to work. Even if we're not going to work, we're working 24 hours a day. Like, we're just buggered. I'm buggered. And you're wasting all this time on a man who's not even there. He's not even coming home anymore. What you need to do is you need to make him redundant, which is, it sounds really sad and really awful. But when you've tried everything else, you've tried telling him, he's not respecting that. If someone's not respecting something you're telling them, and they're not choosing to change or choosing to help, then you actually just need to go, okay, you're now redundant in my life. I need to get babysitters that can help, or I need to bring in my family that can help, or I need to put the kids in daycare, or I need to, and you start making your life, making the changes that you need to make yourself feel better and to make your life the life that you want to live without wasting another 10 years waiting for this person to come around and help you so that you can.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it is your life. You know, it's your relationship and you can work on that as much as you want, but you only live once and this is your journey. So you can't waste too much time waiting for them to change. And I loved hearing that because, you know, I just got off my ass when she said that to me, and I enrolled myself into another art course. So when she gave me this advice, I've kept it for my whole life, because when I'm in a relationship with somebody now, rather than going, Rather than wasting all this time bitching about them and nagging them and all the rest of it, I tell them, this is what I need from you. If you can't do it, you will become redundant. I say that to my partner all the time. This is what I need you to do. And if you don't do it, that's fine. I'm not going to waste my energy making you do it or trying to change you. I'm still going to love you for who you are, but I'm going to go and I'm going to make my life so that it's not relying on you at all. And that's a really dangerous place to be. We should be able to rely on the people that we're in love with.
I had a similar counsellor experience, and they said something similar. They said, you can't change what anybody else is doing, but you can change how you let them affect you. And it is.
That's exactly right.
It's beautiful, isn't it? And it's so powerful.
It's so beautiful. It's so powerful.
Once you actually use that information and use it in your life.
And implement it, absolutely.
It's the only way is up.
Because how powerless do you feel when you're trying to change somebody that will not change? You end up feeling so powerless. The minute that you stop, that you just go, no, you're not. If you don't get it, you know I speak to so many men all the time whose wives have left them and they're so shocked and they didn't get it and they didn't listen. They didn't think it would actually happen. If you don't get it, you're the one who's going to wake up. You know, and it's the same goes for the women as well. Like, I mean, I don't know any women who are ever doing anything wrong in a relationship, but I'm sure there are some out there.
Oh, I love that, Con. Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
I think it's great advice for everyone.
It's all about yourself.
Yes, totally.
This is the Queen Sesh.
This excites me because Annalise has a new flatmate and her flatmate's insane and I'm really excited to talk about it.
My really chic younger sister has moved in with me for 3 months.
She's totally chic. Annalise, you should put a photo of her on our on our Facebook.
Definitely.
People won't believe that we're at all even like related to her.
No, they don't. When people say, I have actually had people at work say, do you have the same mum and dad? FML. I know, so
people say that
so
about
rude.
Me and my sister as well.
Oh, God. Anyway, so she's really into fitness. She's really plant-based. She's mostly vegan. She's a Thermomix. And
she has a Thermomix.
So she's moved in with a Thermomix and she's doing smoothies and juices and plant-based dinners. And, yes, I'm hungry a lot of
starving.
The time.
Yeah.
Very hungry.
Do your jeans fit better?
Yes.
There you go.
Don't I look suth in today?
People pay money to have someone like Mish move in with them and just like, if Mish could just like stand next to my fridge 24 hours a day and in between my fridge and my pantry so that while I was eating my fourth cookie.
Well, no, do you know what happened the other day? So I had kids around and I made toasted sandwiches and there was an entire toasted sandwich left. Now, if my fit, judgy sister wasn't in the room, what do you think would have happened to that toasted sandwich, Con?
You would have eaten it. That's your best life.
100%. But do you know what I did? I wrapped it in foil, looked at it longingly, put it to the side, and then eventually put it in the bin when the kids didn't eat it later. So, you know.
These are the things that actually, like, to me, I feel good about myself when I actually exercise my willpower like that and I follow through.
Yeah. I don't do it unless Mish is there.
Do you know what I did last night?
What?
The kids had nachos for dinner and I didn't even pick off a bit of melted cheese.
Whoa.
I know. It's not like me. I usually go, oh, no, I'm not going to have any. And then I stand in the kitchen just picking. And everyone's like, Mum, I remember Billy Violet once said to me, she goes, Mum, why do mums never get food from themselves when they're always the hungriest?
This is the Queen Sesh with Constance Hall and Annalise. Come
on, girls. And we're back for another hour, Con. And little shout out to the parents for surviving school holidays.
Oh, thank you.
I know it can be a testing time. Yeah, I know, because mine are in daycare, so it's the same for me.
I still pay for daycare. But, but I don't end up putting them in because I'm taking my kids' places, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else? Still to come, Con, we had an interesting show last week.
Yeah, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Yes. We're delving into open relationships and monogamy because...
Not us personally.
No. Maybe we should. No. But we've been interviewing some people about it and, yeah, we're gonna go back into it and talk to an expert about jealousy.
Yeah, so this is a polygamy expert. So the brain boggles. I can't wait to just...
Me too.
...soak all up the information like we do. And next, Con, tonight is the NRL Grand Final. There's been a big hoo-ha across the country this week about Macklemore and the song that he wants to perform. So we're going to be chatting about that next.
This is the Queen Sesh.
Tonight, Con, I know you're very excited about
I don't even know what NRL is. I actually don't. Like, is it
it's
basketball or rugby?
No, it's kind of rugby-esque.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not rugby union, it's rugby league.
Okay.
Anyway, it is. It's
I'm sure
really...
there's a huge difference, and I'm sure it's really amazing.
But it's, look, it's a big thing in on the East Coast, the NRL. But what the whole country is up in arms about, and why everyone in the whole country is talking about the NRL Grand Final, is because Macklemore has been flown from the US to perform.
I love Macklemore.
Same. And he said that he's going to perform his gay anthem, Same Love.
Yep.
To support the marriage equality. Yeah. And which, of course, we absolutely love. But a lot of people don't.
When you say a lot, is it just three really loud people?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, well, there are going to be lots of people. I mean, you think about NRL culture as well. It's not traditionally, gay-friendly, I guess. So,
yeah, okay.
I think it's a really interesting choice. I obviously, and we obviously support it with open arms. But yeah,
what better time to bring a song like that to Australia?
Absolutely. But so Pauline Hanson, no surprises there, has come out and said that she's appalled. And also Tony Abbott as well.
Which, why does he still get an opinion? We got rid of him.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to get his name out there, really, and just sort of
so rank. Do you remember that time I met him?
No.
He was at my friend's 40th.
Really?
And I was like, I'm pretty sure that guy's a politician. And everyone was like, oh, he's a prime minister.
Vintage Constance.
I'll send you the photo. Actually, I put the photo on Facebook and your dad nearly deleted me. He was so angry.
You've got to send it. I'll put it up on the Queen Sesh socials. But look, Macklemore, obviously not fussed about the backlash he's receiving, and he did an interview with an American radio station. Here's what he said.
I'm actually going out to Australia to perform at kind of the Super Bowl of their rugby league.
No way.
Wow.
So,
that's major.
Yeah. And it's interesting, actually, because I'm playing Same Love, and they're going through right now trying to legalize same-sex marriage in Australia. So I'm getting a lot of tweets from angry old white dudes in Australia.
Wow.
Who, I think there's a petition today to ban me from playing it. So it's interesting times in Australia, and I'm headed on a flight over there later on tonight. So
that means you got to go harder, man.
I'm going to go harder.
Because that same love needs to be worldwide.
So yes, absolutely,
yay,
Macklemore.
Go Macklemore.
We say go harder, mate.
Welcome to our beautiful country, and there are so many people that support it.
Absolutely, and here at the Hit Network, we are absolutely all about the yes vote. And there has been some ballot stealing as well, Con, as we've heard. So you have until October 20th. If you haven't received your form, you can request a new one.
I'm really angry about it. One of my really close friends' parents opened her mail and voted no for her. You know, this is such an unsafe way to vote for something so important.
I know. It is ridiculous, but all we can do is make sure that we get our forms and send them back. We've got until the end of October to send them.
And we
them
all
back.
Get invited to the chicest weddings of the century.
Oh, we can't wait for all the weddings that are going to happen.
This is the Queen Sesh.
Last week, Con, we delved into open relationships.
We did. We took the plunge.
But not us personally.
We opened up.
We spoke to some beautiful queens and heard their stories. Have a listen.
So I was in a long-term relationship for about 11 years and for about seven and a half of those years it was open but only one-sided. So I was allowed to, I guess, sleep with other women.
I'm dating a married couple. So both the husband and the wife.
Oh my God.
This is amazing. This is a whole
How could anybody want to be involved in the politics of a marriage?
Well, I'm not involved in the marriage per se. Their relationship is their relationship. But I started dating the wife and was friends with the husband, and then things sort of progressed with him between us. And in fact, the wife actually kind of noticed it before we did, to be honest, and it just evolved from there.
And we have just been reeling ever since, haven't we, Con?
Yes, I'm still thinking about it.
I know, and we had so many people message us about it because it's so fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Some of us are just able to be in open relationships.
It's a wire. We're all wired different, aren't we?
Yeah. So because we're creeps and we love to really, really peel back the layers and understand why people do the things that we do, we have found a specialist on polygamy. So, Con, get ready because that's next.
This is the Queen Sesh.
Just a heads up, if there are little ears listening in the car.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs or earplugs, whichever you prefer. Because we
just
have
don't change the station, okay?
Because we have been talking about open relationships and we spoke about it last week. We recapped it.
Which really isn't a dirty word. I think you can talk about that around kids.
I know, but you know, anyway, a side note, but my husband and kids were in the car last week when this was on and he said he turned it off.
It was just sick of your voice. He's like, nah, I get her at home.
So we have with us Asaya. She's one of Australia's leading sex and relationship experts. Asaya, tell us, open relationships, how does it work?
How do these people get to a stage in their lives where they don't feel jealousy?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions about open relationships, actually, because there can still be jealousy involved. There can be a lot of big emotions involved.
Okay.
I don't think anyone who does an open relationship will tell you that it's easy, but I don't think any relationship is easy either. I think, you know, every kind of relationship has its challenges and the things that really work about it and the things that are a little bit more difficult.
Mine's a hell of a lot easier without someone else in it, I tell you what.
So in terms of, we talk about jealousy because when Con and I talk about an open relationship, and I know you say that there's, you know, there is jealousy involved, how do people get past it so that it's functionable and there isn't those resentments building up and fights and things that would happen, you know, if someone was to be unfaithful?
Yeah, so look, I think one of the really key things about open relationship is that everyone is in agreement. So no one's going behind anyone's back. No one's doing anything, you know, that the other person hasn't agreed to or doesn't know about. And that, you know, no one's required to agree to an open relationship. So it doesn't work for everyone. And if you're not interested in being in an open relationship, there's just absolutely no way that, you know, your partner should expect you to agree with it.
Okay, so that's an interesting point because I found when we were interviewing people that were in open relationships, the majority of open relationships consist of two women and one man. And I'm feeling a little bit like men are having their cake and eating it too. There isn't exactly that many people where there's two men and one woman, unless you know some, I'd be really interested in talking to them. We could just keep this open relationship saga going episode after episode. But I do feel like someone suggested, okay, I know a couple right there in an open relationship and I know for a fact she doesn't want to be in an open relationship, but I know that he has suggested that's the only way he's going to be sexually satisfied in this relationship. And so she's gone along with it because she's in love with him. So do you find that there is that little bit of pressure and bullying sometimes in the relationships?
I think that there can be. There can sometimes be one person who is, you know, more open to the idea than the other. But I think if there's bullying going on, or that one partner's feeling like they're not sexually satisfied, you know, then the couple needs to come and talk to someone like me anyway to, you know, to iron out some of the, you know, the challenges and disagreements that are going on. You know, I have definitely heard of and seen relationships where, you know, where there are other men involved, where, you know, a woman is seeing another man. And I've also seen open relationships where it's actually the woman choosing to be with another woman as well. So she actually, you know, has her male partner, but she also wants that kind of, you know, that interaction with another woman.
Yeah, I do know a lot of women that crave that, so.
And Asaya, do you see the idea of monogamy as something that's really quite modern in the scheme of things? Because it's a sort of something that we've created and religion's created with marriage and, you know, one woman.
I love how
well
researched she comes to these interviews.
I just thought of that then, actually.
Oh, wow. You're so clever, Annalise.
Thanks, babe.
So, yeah, look, absolutely. And I think there's actually a lot of research that shows that humans didn't evolve to be monogamous. Mm. You know, that we're not actually meant to be monogamous. And there's a great book on that called Sex at Dawn. And Dan Savage talks a lot about that in his podcast as well. You know, I think one of the arguments for kind of open relationship or being ethically non-monogamous, you know, is that a lot of people are not actually very good at monogamy.
Well, have we been conditioned to feel jealousy?
Say that again.
Have we been conditioned to feel jealousy? Like, if it's not from the, if we're not genetically designed for monogamy, then how come we are feeling these strong, like, we, you know, I got told in the car that I was cheated on once when I was young, and I actually vomited. That's how serious the feel, that's how strong the emotion is, you know?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think the way that our society is set up around relationships and what we're conditioned to believe about relationships and how they should work, of course, makes it devastating when we're not the only one. Although we could see it as like a modern construct, even if we look around the world in other places today, you know, we see places, you know, Europe, France, for example, where people are much more open to the idea, you know, that partners will take on a mistress or take on other lovers, and it actually doesn't change the love or the commitment that they have for each other.
I just can't get my head around it. No. If my partner Denim said, "I'm taking on a mistress, but I still love you exactly the same," I would just be like, "I'm sorry, I don't feel loved at all."
Well, mate, look, maybe some of us are open to it, and some of us maybe just never could be open to it.
Look, I think that that's absolutely true. I think the research shows that, you know, the estimate is about 15% of relationships have an agreement to be open or non-monogamous. 15%.
Wow.
Interestingly, though, the statistics on infidelity are a little higher. The estimates are around 17 to 21%.
And that's of people that have admitted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or being caught.
But look, I would still say probably around half of, you know, of people, you know, particularly people that I speak to, or, you know, probably half of the population would be absolutely no way. I'm not interested in an open relationship. And I think that that's really valid as well.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, we love this stuff. We could chat to you all day, Asaya. Thank you so much. Now, how can we find you if anyone wants to get in contact?
Yeah, so I work via Skype for all my coaching clients. I also have a blog with loads of free resources. My website is www.asaya, which is ISIAH-McKimmie.com.
Wicked. You can expect me to be creeping around on that website for my free advice.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Queen.
This is the Queen Sesh.
And we are wrapping up and coming to the end of this glorious Sesh Con.
But not before we have this really weird Queen Vice.
I know. So we do. We finish on our advice for Queens each week. And this one has rattled us because usually, you know, we come in and we're like, yes, we've got this. Yep. But this one we find really mean, and our hearts are breaking for this anonymous queen. So she said in her Facebook message, Con, she was a bridesmaid to a good friend, and a few days ago the bride called her and said that she's cutting her bridal party down to two and culled her as a bridesmaid. But then she says, deleted me off Facebook, said I was still welcome to the wedding and hen's night. And she's organised the hen's night because she was a bridesmaid. And so she's saying,
she was a bridesmaid. Then she's got the phone call that says, you're no longer a bridesmaid. You're welcome at the wedding and you're welcome at the hen's night. But she's then gone and deleted her off Facebook. Do you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like someone said something to the bride that this particular bridesmaid has done.
Mm.
And the bride isn't prepared to have the confrontation, but she couldn't, like, have her in a bridal party anymore, and she then got pissed off and just deleted her off Facebook.
Mm.
But she doesn't want the confrontation. So if I was the bridesmaid, I'd go, well, I'm coming over, I'm bringing a bottle of wine, we're going to talk about things. You don't have to have me as your bridesmaid, but you've deleted me off Facebook, what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to just, like, barge in sometimes and just go, Why are you hating on me for? What have I supposedly done?
Yeah, and because if it's a close friend, I mean, I don't like this the way she's been treated, but if it is a really good friend, you do. You want to try and sort it out.
Sort it out. Friends are worth so much. They're one in a million. Like,
yeah.
You can't just give up. I don't give up. I'm codependent. I don't give up on friendships. When somebody says to me, I can't be friends with you anymore, I go, it takes a lot for me to just ditch a friend, a lot.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I would, if I was you, I would get to the bottom. This sounds like there's a third party involved and they're saying something about you that might not be true. So that's why you want to clear the air, because there's somebody niggling away in the air. And also, like, why would you make your bridal party from 4 to 6 to 2? I have 6 bridesmaids. I also have all my children walking me down the aisle with my 2 cousins. So that makes 8 bridesmaids altogether, really.
Yeah,
and
but you know how
4 flower kids
can get. You know, brides get all funny about numbers and matching and photos and blah, blah,
I'm like, Denim's best man is a woman. Best woman. Like, we are so non-traditional. I don't know why anybody would only want 2 bridesmaids. Share the love. Bring them all in. But I don't think there's anyone coming to our wedding that isn't in our wedding party.
I think at the end of the day, though, if you can't sort it out, there's friends for a reason, friends for a season, and friends for life. And if she's not going to give you the respect that you deserve as her good friend, you just go, you know what? We were friends for a reason, friends for a season, and we just move on. That's the...
Annalise is a bit harsher than me. I'm like, make it work. Annalise is like, cut her off.
I'm like, get her out of here. reach out anytime on our Facebook page. We love getting your messages and hearing from you. Also, search the Queen Sesh catch up for any extended interviews, anything you've missed. And we also do include some extra stuff in there for you as well. Have a great week, guys.
This is the Queen Sesh.